We present Peter Brough and Archie Andrews in Educating Archie.
We'll be educating Archie, so we'll be busy for a while.
With Alfred Marx, Hattie Jakes, Tony Hancock, Julie Andrews, Peter Madden, the Tanner Sisters, and the Headley Ward Trio.
We'll be educating Archie. Oh, what a job for anyone. He's no good at spelling. He hasn't a clue. He tells us 3 sevens to make 22. It's a problem you can see. To be educating Archie.
Saturday afternoon. Lunch is over. The dishes have been cleared away. And a man can stretch out his legs in his favorite armchair, switch on the football commentary, and relax. Or can he? Well, we'll soon find out, so let's go over to their house and meet Peter Brough and Archie Andrews.
Center line, he puts it through the base and Mason off.
Oh, bing, ball. Bing, woo, woo, bing, bing. Get up, Silver, bing.
Archie, Archie, please.
Reach for your gun, partner. I'm a coming in shooting. Bing, bing, bing.
Archie, please. I'm trying to listen to football. What do you think you're doing?
I'm playing cowboys. Which way did they go, Sheriff? Oh, they went that way, did they? Get up there.
Well, stop it, Archie, do you hear? This is the most exciting part of the game. Come on, the center forward there. Come on, man. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, what's the use? I gotta switch it off. No, Archie, you completely ruined my afternoon's enjoyment. You and your cowboys.
Well, it's your own fault, Brough. You're the one who wouldn't let me go to the pictures.
I should think not. Pictures, indeed. Why aren't you out playing with the other boys of your own age?
I can't.
Why not?
They've all gone to the pictures.
Well, I just don't understand this modern passion for the cinema. Why, I haven't been to see a film since
they raised the prices?
Yeah, no. Anyway, I don't approve of young boys going to the pictures so much. That's all.
Oh, come on, Brough. Let me go. Please. Please. There's a smashing film at the local. Honest, please, please.
No, no, Archie, I'm sorry. Besides, you can see exactly the same film at home on television.
I know, but who wants to wait 20 years? Oh, no. Come on, Brough. Please, please. It's a smashing film all about landing on the planet Mars.
For the last time, Archie, you're not... Oh, the planet Mars, eh?
That's it, Brough.
Are there rocket ships in it?
Yes, yes, and ray guns and space helmets and strange creatures from another world and...
All right, Archie, perhaps just this once I'll let you go.
Oh, thank you, Brough, thank you.
And Archie?
Yes, Brough?
Do you mind if I come with you?
Oh, Brough, you villain, you. All right, come on then, let's go. Come on.
Well, Archie, I'm sorry that that cinema was full up. But here's a little cinema I've never even noticed before, and this one looks absolutely deserted.
Well, no wonder. Look who's running it.
And the next lady and gentleman, if you please. Seats in all parks, absolutely no waiting. Cartoon, newsreel, trailers, food flash, and mammoth stage presentation.
Oh, yes, and a film.
Well, Archie, shall we go in?
No, not yet, Brough. I'm enjoying listening to this.
I said there are seats in all parts, 2 feature films, 12 rounds of boxing, ice show, amateur talent contest, suits cleaned and pressed.
Two 1 and 3s, please.
Yes, sir, certainly, sir. 2 1 and 3s, and you're just in time. Oh, no. Oh, not again, no. Queuing in all parts, standing at 12 and 9. 3 pound 10s.
Queuing? Queuing? But there aren't any queues.
Well, don't just stand there. Start one.
Just a minute. Didn't you just say that there were seats in all parts?
I'm sorry, sir. There isn't a seat in the house.
Isn't it rather uncomfortable for your customers?
Well, the kind of customers we get don't know any better. They're used to sitting on the... Get back in line. I saw you trying to dodge to the front of the queue.
But we're the only two here.
That's no excuse. You should have come earlier.
Look, are you sure there's no room?
I just told you the place is jammed to the doors and I'm the only one on duty today.
Well, why aren't you inside?
Well, it's lonely in there.
I don't think you know anything about running a cinema at all.
Oh, don't I? I'll have you know, young man, I was practically born in the cinema.
Oh? What was showing?
Ben-Hur. It was during... it was during the chariot race.
Archie, yes. Archie, stop annoying the man when he's trying to do his job. Leave him alone.
Oh, that's all right, sir. I know how excited these youngsters are when they come to my cinema. They just love to see my double features.
What have you got, 2 heads?
Yes, I use the other one for banging against the wall.
Flipping kid.
Well, tell me, what are you showing today?
Today, oh, it's a wonderful picture, absolutely brand new and all. Yes, there's one terrific scene where the girl is stranded on the ice. You should hear me accompany it on the piano. I go mad.
Eh? On the piano? You mean it's a silent picture?
Of course it is. You don't think I bother with them newfangled talkies, do you? Just a silly fad, like the motor car.
Yes, yes, I suppose you're right. Talking pictures will never replace the old-fashioned horse, will they?
Oh, you're so right. Nor will the motor car replace the back row in a cinema. I mean...
Well, now tell me, what have you got on besides the film? I hear you said something about a stage show, is that right?
Oh, yes, a smashing stage show. Oh, we've got a comedian here this week. Laugh. Oh, dear. Oh, he's terrific. Really worth seeing, he is.
Huh. And when does he go on?
Just as soon as I can get round the back and change it to be funny at. Well, are you coming in or aren't you? The rest of the queue went in hours ago.
All right, then, 2, 1, and 3s, please.
Right you are. Now, I'll just... Where's the boy? Where's he gone?
I'm in here. Here's a pay box. I'm just getting the tickets. I thought I'd save you the trouble.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Just a minute. What have you got there in your hand?
This is a roll of tickets. I'm tearing them in half for you.
But wait! Put it down. Put it down at once.
What's the matter? What's the matter? I might as well tear them all in half. After all, you'll have to do it sooner or later.
But you can't. Put it down, I say.
Why?
That isn't a roll of tickets. That's the big picture.
Oh. Oh, dear, come on, Bruff. Let's go over to the other cinema quick. The audience is just coming out.
No, come back. Oh, me entertainment. Me Lillian Gish. Me business. Oh, flipping kid.
The Tanner Sisters and the Headley War Trio are here to sing for you. And the song we've chosen this week,
I love the sunshine of your smile.
I love the sunshine of your smile. I love the laughter in your eyes. In every dream I dream of you. You are the one I idolize. Nobody thrills me like you do. You turn the gray skies into blue. For you always make my life worthwhile with the sunshine of your smile. I love the sunshine of your smile. I love the laughter in your eyes. I dream of you. You are the one I idolize. Nobody thrills me like you do. You turn the gray skies into blue. For you always make my life worthwhile with the sunshine of your smile.
I love the sunshine, sunshine of your smile. I love the laughter in your eyes. In every dream I
battling against Dr. Hancock, alias Pippinhead. Ah, I certainly have my sympathy. Poor little Archie. That's enough. Stop. Hamlet talked to himself, and look what happened to him.
Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, sir. Nice day. Are you sleeping well?
Rather.
Good. I won't wake you up.
Andrews. You are exceedingly jovial this morning. To a casual observer, all would appear to be well. But it isn't, is it? Over to you.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Didn't you hear what I've just been saying?
No, when you started to meow, I went out for a haircut.
Of course it had. As I said before, something is in the wind.
Oh, it'll be the gasworks.
The gasworks are 3 miles away.
Well, I was only giving you an alibi.
I can sense something is wrong. Otherwise, you wouldn't stand there with that "I've just laid an egg" smile on your face.
Well, sir, here's my homework. That question about the triangle's tricky, but...
Eureka! I know what's different about this room. Your desk. It's gone.
You see, trigonometry is very difficult, sir.
Andrews, Andrews, where is your desk?
My desk? Oh, my desk. Funny, I had it yesterday.
And if you don't tell me where it is, you'll have had it again today.
Well, we had to get rid of it, sir. It was finished. You see, the inkwells were empty. That's what it was.
So you think you pulled a swift one, eh? No desk, no lessons. But you didn't reckon with Dr. Anthony Hancock. And if you sold your desk, you can do your lessons sitting at... Andrews, where's my desk?
Your desk, sir? Aren't you at it?
You're doing your best to get me at it, aren't you? And for the last time, where's my desk?
Oh, well, if that's the last time, let's talk about something else, shall we?
Andrews, where is it? I know it was here yesterday because I carved my name... I mean, it was right here and I sat on this bed... Where's my chair? The chair gone on my beautiful desk. Just when I was getting two nice grooves in it for my elbows.
I bought you an apple, sir.
I don't want an apple. I want my desk.
You termite.
Silence. I want my desk back exactly where it was, facing the picture of... facing that blank wall.
Blank wall. Oh, so it is. Well, I think I'd better go now, sir. I'm wanted on the telephone.
The telephone is not ringing.
Well, there's no sense in hanging around till he does, is there?
Andrews... Since you will not tell me what has gone out of the room, I will check the inventory to see what we have left.
But, sir...
I've checked it. One pencil.
One pencil? Don't anybody leave the room. There were two. What's happened?
Andrews, you will write out for me 1,000 times, I must not flog sir's belonging.
Yes, I'd like to... I'd like to flog sir's...
That'll do. Please, Andrews. Now... I'm going to close my eyes and count 10. And when I open my eyes, I want to see a difference. Here goes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No difference.
Ah, that's where you're wrong. The pencil's gone.
The pencil? Oh, no, my favorite pencil. That's the one I used to go rack-a-tack-tack against my teeth with.
Well, now you'll have to get your head and go rack-a-tack-tack against the wall with that.
Andrews, where is my pencil? It can't just have walked off on its own.
Why not? It was a self-propelling pencil.
My boy, I'm coming to the end of my patience. Don't push me too hard.
Why not?
I'm against the window. I mean, if you don't return the pencil, I shall keep you in. And don't forget, I can keep you forever if I wish.
Thanks for the offer. I accept.
Hello, my dear Agatha. The bell of the ball.
That's true, and I was certainly saved by the bell.
But Agatha, look at this room. There is a baby... empty.
Well, Archie didn't mention it. He's making it into a gym.
A gym? Well, Andrews, why didn't you tell me? I would have approved. I'm all for bodybuilding.
You should, with the jerry-built thing you've got.
Andrews, my friend, was one of the finest bodybuilders in the country.
Oh, yes, I heard about him. Made a wonderful job of Frankenstein.
Oh, Agatha, don't mock me about sport. You know that the great love of my life is wrestling.
Where is she appearing tonight?
At the boxing. Oh, no. Agatha, you misunderstand. I mean, I love wrestling, you know. I grab you by the neck like this, then your left wrist, a quick jerk and... But don't just stand there. Pick me up.
Anthony, that was wonderful. Let me show you one. Now, put both your arms around my waist. There we are.
But that's not wrestling.
Who cares?
I mean to say, Agatha, what would happen if I showed that hole to my wrestling instructor?
He'd be worried to death about you.
Well, Agatha, if that's your idea of wrestling, I'm afraid you'd lose every time.
Heaven?
I don't quite understand.
How dense can you get? Do you have to be hit on the head with a brick, sir?
I'm afraid he does, Archie.
Oh! Agatha, if you don't mind, I'll answer any questions addressed to me.
All right, Anthony. There's no need to lose your temper.
I'm not losing my temper, but I'm extremely sensitive to having my head pounded with the school's cornerstone.
There you go again, talking about your aches and pains and bumps and bruises. Well, let me tell you, Anthony Hancock, the only bruises you have are where you've been sitting down too hard, and the only little bump you have are where you're pleased to call muscles, and the only lump you have is your shoulders, and the only use I can see for that is to keep your mortarboard off your desk, and the only thing I've got to say to you is this: take off this fancy canary, stab my fingers in your face, or me a trident.
What does that mean?
Don't forget tonight. Goodbye, Muscle Man.
Muscle Man, eh? You look more like a potted shrimp to me.
Never mind what I look like to you. I'm still not satisfied about this empty room and that straw.
Excuse me, Mr. Barkwright's been in yet?
No, I told you last week he's gone to New York.
Yes, then you told me he hadn't got a room here, but I found a room and on the door it had Mr. Bygrave's private. Keep up, no admittance, danger, get out of it, get back, no parking.
So what did you do?
I went in. Oh, no, Mr. Bygrave's, it was just a trick of his to keep people out.
And what happened when you went in?
I fell 20 feet through a trap door.
Oh, dear, poor Mr. Marks. What was down in the trap?
Oh, just another notice. It said, I forgot to mention, mind the step. He was a very thoughtful man, Mr. Bygrave's. Always thinking about women.
Mr. Marks, was that his room?
Well, it was his stole room.
You mean store room?
No, everything in it had been stole. By the way, Arch, did you ask Mr. Hancock about this room?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, he said we could use it.
Righto then. Come on, Gil. Get in there. Go on, Gil. Go on.
Get in, girl? What are you talking about?
Not a who, it's an horse. Don't get excited, because it's about 60 years old, and I don't want it to get frightened when it sees you.
A horse? In my classroom? Never, never. Nah, I see it all now. The straw, the empty room. You want to make this into a stable.
Oh, no, sir, no. You promised we could use it for a gym.
That's right, a gymnasium.
Ah, we meant a gymkhana.
Come on, Hill. Come on, Hill. Steady there, Lee. Steady there, girl. Mind the man with a square hat on.
Oh, no. Get it out of here. Get it out.
Don't keep waving your arms around like a tic-tac man. You'll have it racing.
Oh, she's all right, isn't she, eh? Where did you find her, Mr. Mark?
She was in Mr. Bygrave's storeroom. On a shelf, marked livestock.
Oh, yes. The milkman did owe him some money.
Well, you can't keep it in here. Put it in the bathroom.
Can't do that, mate. I've got the chickens in there.
Chickens in the bathroom? And I suppose you've got a few goats tied up in my bedroom.
Now, only one. I'll have to get rid of that one. It's frightening the pigeons. Mind yourself. Nelly's trotting.
Hey, hey. Up, up. Oh, all we want now is Gordon Richards.
I'll have a look in the storeroom.
Well, there. Steady, Nelly. Nice horse. Nice kind horse. Ho, ho!
Steady, now don't jump about.
It's eating me hair.
Well, stand still. You've got plenty of time before it gets to your head.
Ho, ho, ho! Go,
she's trotting round again.
Whoa there, whoa, steady. Put Mr. Hancock down.
This is too much. My hair, look at it.
Well, it's your own fault, sir. You shouldn't stand in front of it.
Well, I didn't know. Go!
Mr. Hancock?
Yes?
You shouldn't stand behind it, either.
I'm fed up with this. That horse would have kicked me down into the main street if it hadn't been for the fire escape.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right.
What do you mean?
Just because Nelly had some of your hair, there was no need for you to go round back and have a go at her tail.
Well, how was I to know it was watching?
Wow, Nell's a very, very shrewd nut.
She's really very gentle if you treat her right.
Well, you are not going to treat her in here. In future, you will exercise her on the lawn and not in the classroom.
Can't do that, Mr. Hancock. The lawn ain't big enough.
There's more space on the lawn than in this classroom.
There isn't, sir.
Why not?
That's where we stack the furniture.
Take a chance now for romance now. Tell us someone.
Thank you, Miss Julie Andrews. That was splendid. Your voice improves with time.
Yes, your voice is the same, sir, and it might improve.
Doing what?
A different kind of time.
Forward boy. Now, as we have no furniture, I have bought my own rocking chair. And what's more, it is supposed to be a wishing chair.
A wishing chair? Oh, I think I'll have four pennies of this.
That's right. That's right. Now, rock back and forward.
All right. I wish...
Go on, Andrews, what do you wish?
I wish he wouldn't creak so much.
No, Andrews, a proper... Oh, look, it stopped creaking.
Isn't that amazing? All I did was stop rocking. Well, now let me see. Oh, rocking chair, I wish I could see into the future. Into the future, 100 years from now.
Welcome, Archie Andrews.
Yes, it is a funny name, isn't it? By the way, it's very hot, isn't it?
What do you expect? Down here.
Down here? Oh, no. No, all I wanted was to see 100 years ahead, that's all.
So you have. It is the year 2051. You have been with us 30 years.
Then this must be...
But don't say it. It's not allowed.
Oh? Why can't I say it?
We have the BBC down here.
Well, then, you must be...
My card. You can just read the name where it isn't singed.
What's this? All parties catered for. No waiting. Proprietor. No. I want to go back. Oh, I'd give anything just to see dear old Dr. Hancock again.
He's over there.
Oh, Dr. Hancock, I'm glad to see you.
Just hang on a minute, Andrews. My fire's going out.
But tell me, Dr. Hancock, tell me, why are you here? What did you do wrong?
There's my list. When I was your tutor, I did all those wicked things, and you got the blame.
What, all these?
Yes.
Oh. Well, what am I doing here, then? Perhaps you're right.
If you'd like to see your list, I'll get 8 men to bring it up.
Oh, no, please. Oh, dear. I wish I'd taken Bruff's advice now.
He should be along any minute with more coal.
No, not Bruff. What did he do?
Well, I don't know. Something about income tax. Stand aside a minute, Andrews. The flame's wilting. Where's Miss Shovel? Where's Miss Shovel? You can't move these days for politicians.
But, sir, it's so hot.
Yes, I know it is, yes. If you're stopping, take your horns off.
Horns? Oh, dear, I've got a pair of horns.
You're lucky, Andrews. You've only got horns second class. Some of us have tails as well.
So now you've seen him, my boy. Anything else before you collect your shovel?
Well, how is Miss Dinglebody?
Miss Dinglebody? Oh, Agatha Dinglebody. Oh, she's not with us. She was kind, thoughtful. Gentle. Used to help people. Shocking woman.
Well, I'd like to see her if I may, sir.
Oh, that's difficult. She's not in my territory.
Oh, please, sir. I promise if you'll let me see her, I'll be a bad boy.
Oh, very well. Step in the lift.
Right.
Sky, please.
Oh.
fourth cloud on the left.
Archie, how nice to see you. I'm so glad you're with us.
Oh, Miss Dinglebody, it's so clean and fresh here, and you look so beautiful.
That's true. We do as we please. If we wish to sleep, we sleep. If we wish to sing, we sing. Look at that group. Comedians playing Hamlet.
Well, I can only stay a short time. Then I have to go back to...
You can say it. There's no BBC up here.
Silence. Oh, Archie, I'm so glad to see you. Any news of Anthony?
Dr. Hancock? Oh, last time I saw him, he was making toast for Napoleon.
Yes, he's in my power, and you'll never see him again.
You forget, if I wish to see him again, I see him. After all, here, you are redundant.
Impossible. You'll never, never... What's that?
Beyond the blue.
Oh, Miss Dinglebody, you've done it. He's here. He's here.
Hello, Agatha. You must excuse me being stripped to the waist.
Spoiled again? Well, I've still got you, boy.
Oh, no, please.
Come
please.
On.
Oh, no, please.
Well, Agatha, here we are alone. Just the two of us.
Shame on you, Anthony. What about poor Archie? I'll get him back. Archie Andrews was the one who found a dog that was lost and cared for it.
Oh, I'm back again. Oh, thank you, Miss Dinglebody.
Archie Andrews was the one who trained it to catch rabbits.
He's gone below again.
Archie Andrews also found £50 and returned it to his rightful owner.
Oh, thanks again, Miss Dinglebody.
Archie Andrews was the one who caused the owner to lose it in the first place.
Down he goes again.
He was also kind to Mr. Brown.
And look where he ended up.
He was good.
He was bad.
Gentle.
Rough.
Archie, Archie, stop rocking that chair. Wake up, wake up.
Eh? Eh? What's the matter? Oh, Braff. Oh, it's you. Where's your barrow of coal?
Barrow of coal? What are you talking about?
Oh, it's really you. Oh. Oh, then it was all a dream.
Yes, you probably had something to eat that didn't agree with you, my boy. Now, come on. It's time for bed.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm so glad it was a dream.
Yes, that's all it was, Archie.
Braff, just to make sure.
What?
Can I see your income tax return?
We all try to teach him, but what is the good? It just doesn't sink in, his head's made of wood. What a problem child is he.
You have heard Peter Brough and Artie Andrews in a recording of Educating Artie with Alfred Marx, Harry Jakes, Tony Hancock, Julie Andrews, the Tanner Sisters, the Headley Ward Trio, and Anton and his orchestra. And this is Peter Madden inviting you to listen again at the same time next week when...
We'll be educating.